This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. And what a game in Boulder last night.
Into the end zone, in a crowd, no good. Picked off by Woods, and it's over. Buffaloes win it. Do you believe now?
That was the game-sealing interception on the part of the Colorado Buffaloes as they beat the CSU Rams in an incredible double overtime game. Buffs coach Deion Sanders has the entire nation talking about Boulder. CU alum Eric Belcher was at the game.
People were desperate for this, and I think you're seeing that now with Deion coming on and just igniting a crowd that already wanted to believe and wanted to get back into it. And he's, everything he's done has just been spectacular.
Next year's Rocky Mountain Showdown will be in Fort Collins. Some Colorado communities are getting more than $20 million to plant trees. The federal grant funding is significant, says Matt McCombs with the State Forest Office.
We're going to improve the air quality. We're going to improve water quality. We're going to arrest erosion and manage stormwater. And we're going to do this in a way that it's a for-all approach.
Most of the money will go to poorer neighborhoods in Denver, Aurora, and Colorado Springs. And four people were injured in a shooting in Lodo last night. Denver police have released limited information so far, other than it happened in the 1900 block of Market Street and victims were hospitalized. This is CPR News and KRCC.